Justin Fluke with you. It's time to talk courts and Charger basketball. Girls head coach Gary Sorensen joins us. The Lady Chargers are 1-3 with a lot of non-league games here at the start of the season. But let's go back and talk about the win last Friday, coach, against an NEKL opponent. First win of the season against Pleasant Ridge. You win that game 36-24 on Friday night. So it's kind of crazy. It was one of your lowest scoring games of the season, but you still got a nice win. So I guess the defense must have been the story last Friday, huh?
Yeah, you know, we came out and we picked it up on the defensive end. We did some press and really kind of picked up the tempo. Sometimes maybe too quick, but our kids played well. It was good to get that first win, and we missed a lot of easy shots. The game was probably closer than it should have been, but there again, you know, getting that first win, we feel pretty good about it.
Your non-league schedule pretty tough. You, of course, had Hiawatha a couple weeks ago, and then last night you faced a Donovan West team that's one of the best in 1A and state ranked in the top 10, end up falling in that game 51-36. But I guess what do you feel like you learned from playing some of these tougher teams like a Hiawatha and a D-West and some things that you learned that might make your team better?
Well, we're going to get better. I mean, as we get into our league schedule, we've got some pretty tough schools in our league, but we really feel like, you know, and I told the kids, I said, you know, if the schedule was right, you know, we would be 3-0 right now or whatever, 4-0. But I said we've played some tough teams and we are getting better. It's a process that as we move along. And last night's game was D-West is good. I mean, they're very well coached by Perry and they're very athletic and the second quarter they outscored us, and second half it was a dead even game, and you know, we felt like we handled pressure a lot better, and there again we got to start hitting some easy shots, but we're getting better.
Oskaloosa on Friday night, a road game, final one in December. But I was going to ask you not so much about Oskaloosa, but just what about your offense and things that you feel like are holding back your offense, or what are some keys to a little bit better, more consistent offensive play from your team?
You know what? I wish I could give you an answer on that, nobody. We run offensive sets, and I mean, the kids are they're playing really hard, and we miss a lot of easy shots. And you know, people say, "Well, are you working on those?" I said, "Only every night." You know, it's not like going to halftime and say, "Kids, you got to make that shot."
Right.
You know, they're trying. I mean, the kids. It's just there's a lid on the basket, and the only thing we can do is keep practicing and you know, they'll start falling. Like I say, offensively, we need to be doing a better job. So it will get better.
You bet. Well, the schedule lets up maybe a little bit, but just the one game left in December, you come back with Jackson Heights out of the break. And at Jackson Heights at Riverside, you're definitely getting your dose of road games here in the first half of the season, no doubt. So best of luck Friday, Coach. Appreciate your time as always, and have a great holiday. We'll talk to you in the new year.
Hey, Jeff, thank you so much, and we will talk to you later.
Gary Sorensen, head coach of the Lady Chargers. Horton boys basketball chat coming up next.